Celebrating Vespers in the Papal Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls this past weekend, Pope Benedict brought to a close the Pauline year, a 12-month celebration of liturgical and cultural events that has been marking the 2000th anniversary of the birth of the Apostle of the Gentiles. During his homily at Vespers on Sunday evening, the Pope made the surprise announcement that carbon dating tests carried out by scientists on fragments of bone and other material contained in the sarcophagus beneath the altar in the basilica do indeed show that they are the remains of a man who lived between the 1st and 2nd century.
Ciò sembra confermare l'unanime incontrastata tradizione che si tratti dei resti mortali dell'Apostolo Paolo.
These results, he said, seem to confirm the unanimous and uncontested tradition that the tomb does indeed contain the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul, martyred for his faith not far from where the great basilica now stands. Given the significance of these Pauline celebrations for churches all over the globe, the Pope also named a number of top cardinals to represent him at the closing of the Pauline year in other countries, which enjoy a special connection to the life of the Apostle of the Gentiles. Cardinal Walter Kasper, president of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, was named papal envoy to the Holy Land for these concluding events. Just before he left for Jerusalem, I spoke to the Cardinal about the significance of these celebrations and about the long-term effects of Pope Benedict's own visit to the Holy Land in May of this year.
First, I want to say that I'm very happy to go again to the Holy Land and to see also the fruits of the visit of the Holy Father. We start in Jerusalem with a Vesper service in Saint Etienne, with religious, then we go with one short mass in the Holy Sepulchre. Then we go to Caesarea Maritima, where Paul was in jail with its fortress. And then the main service will be in Accra, Akkon, one says elsewhere, where many Christians and many Christian churches are. Also there are Melkites, Maronites, Latin, and there we will make a procession from one church to the other, and then at the East I would give a sermon. I think it's very meaningful to conclude the Pauline year also in the Holy Land, where Paul came from and where he was often, and so I'm very happy to go there.
So there will be a very ecumenical flavour to this closing celebration. How much of this do you think will also reflect the outcome, the consequences of Pope Benedict's visit to the Holy Land and his meetings with other Christian leaders there?
Well, the meeting with a Greek Orthodox patriarch was very friendly, and there were present all other churches, and said the meeting with the Armenian patriarch, who is a real friend of ours. And I think the visit of the Holy Father brought very good fruits and confirmed also what is already there. And I can now look back to 10 years, and I think it grew a lot also in the Holy Land, where at the beginning the ecumenical relations with the Orthodox especially were not so positive. But now it's grew up a lot of, because all these churches are faced with the same problems, and they need each other, they wanted to cooperate. And with the Orthodox, we made some progress through the Ravenna document, and this all has repercussions also in the Holy Land. And I want also to pay a visit now again to the Greek Orthodox Patriarch.
Regarding the Jewish relations there in the Holy Land, on your return from the Pope's visit, you wrote an article in the Osservatore Romano in which you were clearly very angry, I would say, at the reactions of some Jewish leaders, their criticism that the Pope did not go far enough in condemning the Holocaust.
Well, first of all, I would say there are some journalists and only some leaders, Jewish leaders, who were critical. Most of them were very positive, especially our partners, others, especially as we have in New York, we are very positive and we are content with this visit because the Holy Father said all what he had to say and we wanted to say, that we recognize the state of Israel, that we are against to lie the Holocaust, and also to belittle the Holocaust. This cannot be, and he said also that no Christian can be anti-Semitic, and more he cannot say, and he is in favor of the ongoing dialogue with Jews. And this came forth in the meantime, so some critical positions in the newspapers, they overcome, I think they saw it themselves, that it was overdone what they wrote. In Yad Vashem, the Pope did not want to give a political speech, he gave a spiritual speech about the name, that every person has its name. And this means that the dignity of the person and the name is remembered in the mind and written in the hands of God according to the prophets. And this is the highest you can say about human dignity, that we cannot forget these victims. But who does not have her antenna for spirituality does not understand such a discourse. But I think it was a very profound discourse. It was something new that other visitors could not say. He said it. And the political things he said at the beginning, he said also at the end when he departed again from Tel Aviv.
In terms of the dialogue, what would you say perhaps were the most positive fruits of that visit?
Well, the most positive was the encouragement for our Catholic Christians, brothers and sisters. They need this encouragement because many of them are despaired and they leave the Middle East, what is a disaster for us all because the Christians were there on all centuries, and when we come to the Holy Land, we do not want to visit only dead stones, but living stones, vibrant communities. And this encouragement, I think this was very important. And it's an encouragement also for the non-Catholic Christians as well. With the Jews, more or less it was a confirmation of the relations and what we achieved in the last years in the dialogue with our partners. This was a very good meeting. Well, not all citizens of Israel are religious people. Many of them are secularized people, and they look to the visit only from a political perspective, but this was not the main perspective of the Holy Father. It was one aspect where he did very good things, and we hope that this spiritual message he brought to the Holy Land will bear its fruit in the future.
Thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, and Papal Envoy to the Holy Land for the conclusion of the Pauline year.